Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
We've got Orange County native Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Good morning. Today on the show, by popular demand, we bring back our game of Name That Kazoon.
I'm looking forward to kazooning with you. It's also your chance to win tickets to Lagunatics, the annual Roast of the Coast that opens this weekend. We've got tickets for Saturday night's show.
Cool, and you'll hear our interview and live performance with Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit all coming up on Daily Scramble Live. A very good day to you.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
Carrying hot pink signs, wearing fuchsia shirts, and waving magenta umbrellas, a dozen supporters of Planned Parenthood, including Councilmember Tony Eisman, took to Main Beach on Tuesday. Their rally was part of a nationwide Pink Out protest, standing in support with Planned Parenthood, which again is under attack by political conservatives who want to cut off federal funding of the organization. Also here in town, an oceanfront home in Laguna Beach's Three Arch Bay, built in 1929 by family members of movie director D.W. Griffith, is back on the market at a cool $19.9 million. That's down from $24 million when it went off the multiple listing service earlier this year. With six parcels on nearly an acre, the estate has a lighthouse overlooking a private beach and a pool built right into the ocean and replenished by the tides. The estate ranks as the 12th most expensive home on the MLS in Laguna. That's your local news courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Let's look outside the Laguna bubble, shall we? A violent weekend left four people dead and at least 52 others injured, including a 10-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy, in shootings across Chicago. This marks the second weekend in a row where more than 50 people were shot in Chicago. Last weekend, eight people were killed and at least 45 others were wounded, reportedly making it the city's most violent two-day weekend since 2013. In world news, Zimbabwe's infamously outspoken president, Robert Mugabe, who's ruled the country for over three decades, went on a tirade against extended human rights to gay people in his country during a speech at the UN General Assembly on Monday. He said, "We reject attempts to prescribe new rights that are contrary to our values, norms, traditions, and beliefs. We are not gays," he declared. Mugabe's heated statement drew audible laughter from some in the crowd, according to reports from journalists in the room. But the comments are no laughing matter. Homosexuality is a crime in Zimbabwe. Those found guilty of sexual acts with a member of the same sex can be imprisoned or fined. Mugabe, who's 91, has been in power for 35 years and is now taking a personal stance against homosexuality in the country.
Good old Bobby Mugabe, eh?
Jeez.
It's so ridiculous. Some of these stories, you just go, maybe it's because it's early in the morning, but you can be fined.
You can be fined, you can be imprisoned.
Yeah.
For being gay. I mean, I'm sure it's not the only country in the world where that's true.
No, it's not.
I mean, look at Russia's issues.
Yeah. And Ireland just, only 15 years ago or something, changed the laws.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can all be snooty about it, can't we? But it's not that long ago since gay people were maligned in that way.
Yeah, it's easy to make us sound so progressive and hip and cool. Yeah. But really, I mean, we've got a long way to go, too, on that.
Yeah, and the Planned Parenthood thing, I don't know much about that organization, but it sounds like, you know, it's called Planned Parenthood. That sounds good. How can you be opposed to if you're opposed to Planned Parenthood, what are you in favor of, unplanned parenthood? I'm in favor of unplanned parenthood.
I suppose.
Seems ridiculous.
If you just look at the name of the organization out of context, yeah, but you, of course, know what they're protesting.
I know, well.
Let's look at a couple more stories. Let's finish the headline.
Yeah.
Edward Snowden just joined.
Okay, finish the headline.
Wow, Edward Snowden, is he in Russia? Where is he?
He is in Russia now. Yeah.
Edward Snowden just joined a paragliding club.
I don't know.
He just joined Twitter.
Oh, good for him.
Snowden's on Twitter, at Snowden.
I'm going there right now.
He's following one entity. Who do you think Edward Snowden is following on Twitter?
It must be the Prez. President of the United States?
The NSA.
Oh, the NSA.
He's following the NSA. Yeah. And so that means that there's only one person in the world that can direct message Edward Snowden on Twitter, and it's the NSA.
Wow.
So he has sent a first tweet out yesterday. It said, "Can you hear me now?" And his bio says, "I used to work for the government. Now I work for the public. Director at Freedom of Press."
Crikey.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, isn't it? It's like a spy novel.
It is.
They've got to do a movie
about
his life.
It's like Catch Me If You Can kind of thing. But he's in Russia. He's got asylum. I mean, it's really nothing America can do.
No, and it's Putin laughs at us about this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the kind of thing that, you know, just titters and goes, ha, we've got one over on the Americans.
You know, I saw the other day that that Vladimir was doing a interview on 60 Minutes on their season premiere. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I heard bits of it.
I was surprised. I mean, 60 Minutes is a big show, but he never does American press, right?
You don't hear very much about him doing American press. Most of the press I've seen is photographs of him with his shirt off.
Yeah.
He's really a kind of a czar. You know, he's been in power, 15 years now, and changed the face of Russia. So I think anything he can do. I don't think he wants to destabilize the world, but I think he likes to stick it to the Americans.
Right.
You know, it's a Russian tradition, really.
In the teaser for that interview, he and the interviewer were just like laughing together with their heads tilted back. I wonder what was so funny to Vladimir Putin.
I have no idea.
Me neither. All right, that's your news this morning. Are you satisfied?
I kind of am. I'm looking forward to playing Name That Kazoon, actually.
Yeah, today. Name That Kazoon is coming up. We're going to get somebody on the phone. You can win Lagunatics tickets if you can guess what songs we're kazooing. We should probably rehearse.
Okay, let's do it now during this song.
Great. Yeah, that's what our new morning show is called. Daily
Indeed.
Scramble Live.
Yes.
I'm Tyler Russell.
And I'm Jason Fetty. Good morning.
Coming up, we're going to play Name That Kazoon.
Yes.
And you're going to have to guess what songs we're kazooing to win a prize. And this morning, you can win tickets to see Lagunatics. Have you seen Lagunatics recently, Jason?
It's not on yet.
Yeah, it was canceled last year because of impending mold. And the year before, I do remember seeing it, but it's been a couple, obviously. Lagunatics is the annual roast of the coast here in town. It's always wildly popular.
It is hugely popular. She's very clever. Bree Rosen, who runs it.
Yeah, it's open this Friday.
It's witty.
This Friday and runs for a few weekends in October. And you can get tickets at nosquare.org. But we're going to give away two tickets. That's all we've got to give away. We're going to give them away in about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Shall we do the sorbet?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes. Ish.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Well, if you, like me, wake up obsessing and stressing over pointless stuff, here's your sorbet of the day. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. Yep, that's exactly what it is. Now, here's a question for you. If you blew a bubble in space, would it ever pop?
Is that it?
That's it. I'm fascinated by this. I'll tell you why in a minute. Go on, please.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Yeah, they found water on Mars. And I'll tell you what else. If I tell you there's more than a billion stars in the galaxy,
right,
you go, okay. But if I say, don't touch that paint, it's wet, you check that. You check it. You wouldn't check. It's what's more really the bigger issue in your life. Maybe the paint is, I suppose. I don't know. It's early, isn't it?
So you're comparing the billions of stars in the sky to touching wet paint on a wall because someone said that those things were both true.
Yeah.
and you should confirm them as a curious human.
Yeah.
How would you confirm there's a billion stars?
Get counting. Just get lie on your back. Start counting. Maybe get a piece of paper and maybe a pen.
I think Galileo did this, bro.
Talking of Galileo, do you know there's a Galileo Museum in Florence?
I believe I did, actually.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And people have been telling me, because I'm going to Italy soon.
Yeah.
They're saying, if you go into Florence, go see that thing. They've got all his instruments, all his like eyeglasses and telescopes and whatnot. I mean, they're really early examples of those things. But
you know what else is in Florence?
What?
David's tiny peen.
David? Is David there?
Yeah.
Michelangelo's
David? Yeah,
his
little
David.
Tiny,
He's got a little thing. Yeah, it's he's got there. Big buttocks, though, hasn't he?
You didn't know that was there?
I've seen it before. I saw it when it was on tour. I saw David was on tour.
David went on tour?
Yeah, yeah. It was in the Louvre.
I had no idea.
Seen his little wee-wee, little peeny. And but he's got enormous buttocks, which kind of make up for it, depending on your sexuality, really.
All right, coming up, name that kazoon on Daily Scramble Live. Actually, we need you to call in now so we can play the game. So
yes, we need a person.
We have two tickets to Lagoonatics this Saturday. It's the annual Roast of the Coast at No Square Theater. It's been selling out since 1982.
Yeah.
That's their tagline. So this is a rare opportunity to win two tickets. You just have to call and tolerate us for a few minutes, and you can win pretty much, right?
Absolutely. No, Lagoonatics, very pure lagoonery thing. If you're new to town, this will be a good way to meet some folks and, you know, make fun of some stuff.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
So 949?
949.
715?
715.
5936?
5936.
That's 715-KX-FM. You have to call us now. Yeah?
Now.
Now.
Come on.
It's time for Name That Kazoon.
All right. It looks like we've got a caller on the phone now.
Nice.
To play a game of Name That Kazoon. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Where do you live?
I live in Laguna.
Oh, great. Welcome to the show.
Jenna.
Thank you.
Hello, Jenna. I'm Jason.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Jenna, that's an interesting name. I've never met anybody called Jenna who wasn't a porn star.
Not the first time I've been told that.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
It is one of those names that for a little while there, porn star, a few of these women, they just, you know, they chose that name. Jenna this, Jenna that. Never mind. Anyway, you sound very nice and normal.
Thank you.
You don't sound oversexed. Sound okay.
So, Jenna, we're going to play a game called Name That Kazoon, and Jason, Fetty, and I are going to cover a few popular songs for you on kazoo, which will sound something like this. And
sounds great.
We're really good at this.
You're really good kazoo players. You just have to guess. Let's say if you guess two out of three of them today, you'll win tickets to Lagoonatics. Maybe we'll have some leeway for you.
I'll try.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. All right.
Hang on. I got to remember what our first song is. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead. Here we go, Jenna. We're going.
All right. That's all you get. Actually, I think we added a harmony there that isn't actually in the song.
But it was a nice harmony.
It was a good
we just
harmony,
harmonized. Yeah.
It's not in the song.
I honestly have no idea.
You want to hear it again? You don't want to hear it again.
No, I don't. No. Okay. Give me the other two.
All right. I think you might be able to get the next one.
Okay.
All right. So, you remember what it is?
What was it?
Not you.
He's talking to me.
Oh.
It's the more...
Yes.
Right, with the thing.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I've forgotten the thing now.
You do the...
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to the chorus.
Oh.
Oh?
Come on now, Jenna. We're already humiliated.
Do it a little bit more.
That's the whole thing.
I can't.
I always want to turn it into jazz.
Oh, man. I really thought you'd get that one.
Oh, we worked so hard on it, too.
Yeah, we worked. We had a baseline and everything.
I know.
All right, let's see if you can
me.
Get the last
it's not
one.
You.
Let's see if you can get the last one.
Okay.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
You started then.
All right.
I'm telling you, it's worth that. That deserved ululation in a major way.
Well done, Jenna.
Yeah, you win.
All right.
Do you want to know what the other two were?
Yes.
They were Lola by the Kinks and Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you got it now. You got it now. All right, you win two tickets to Lagoonatics for this Saturday's show at No Square Theater, the annual Roast of the Coast, which will sell out, and you get to bring a friend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're
Nicely
welcome.
Done. Yes, thanks, Jenna. Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Of course.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yes, it is your Daily Scramble Live. On KX 93.5 Lagoonas Only FM, I'm Jason Fetty. Tyler Russell's over there with a big smirky smirk on his face. What happened, Tyler? Anything good? Something good happened to you?
No. Yesterday I played golf.
Did you?
And I did so poorly that my friend Dave and I just walked off the course after six holes.
In disgust.
Yeah.
You blame the course. You say the course. Something wrong with the course.
No, nothing wrong with the course. Ben Brown's is a lovely course and a wonderful sponsor of KX 93.5. We just left. We literally picked up our golf bags and walked to the parking lot.
I know it's a cliche, but it's one of those things, golf, isn't it, that you think you're really great at it, and then the next day you suck.
Oh, it's so humiliating. Yeah. It's humbling. My mom asked me the other day why I'm playing so much golf lately, like what interests me about it, and I said because it's the most challenging thing I've ever tried to be good at.
Yeah.
Things come, like usually things come fairly naturally to me, but golf in no way. Am I improving? Do I feel any better? I'm playing twice a week, and it's so challenging that I just have to keep going. I have to let it keep kicking my ass.
A lot of people like that.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't know what to do different. I took 9 lessons.
Maybe employ someone who's good at it to play instead of you. I don't know.
Not about the score. It's not about the score.
Well, I had a humiliating day yesterday.
What happened?
I played at Mozambique last night with my friends Steve Wood and Alan Derrimo and Evan Stone.
Yeah, the usual.
But all, you know, highly accomplished and successful in their own ways, professional musicians. And I completely forgot to mention it on the radio, totally forgot to Facebook it or anything. And so we get to the gig, there's like half a dozen people there. And I went, oh, no, I forgot to do anything about this. And, of course, you can't blame the musicians for it. You know, it's not their job to do that. It's my job. And by the end of the night, it was okay. It was a respectable amount of people there. But, oof, I was embarrassed.
Did you play You've Got the Green Lights?
Yes, we did.
Good.
I know what you mean. It isn't called that. It's called Green Lights. You've got the green light.
It wasn't that.
That's not it.
Is it your job, like, when you notice a difference when you make a Facebook post or mention a gig on the radio that people show up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at my level, if another half dozen people showed up, that'd be great.
That's doubling the capacity.
Exactly.
How often are you gigging these days besides Hotel Lagoon on Saturdays?
I'm at Las Brisas tonight.
There you go. Glad we mentioned
Las Brisas. It's Wyland Wednesday.
That's right.
So, 6 to 9, my friend Ray Weston is playing drums tonight with me. And it's not that frequent. It's a bit random. But if you want to know where I'm playing, friend me on Facebook.
Unless you forget to post about it.
Yeah, but I'll post half an hour before the gig, you know, on the way to the gig.
Keep your nights free.
While driving.
Be friends with Jason on
terrible,
Facebook.
Terrible.
And constantly check it, and you may see him.
Maybe call me. Say, are you playing tonight? I'll check my calendar. Terrible, isn't it?
All right, well, Wildin' Wednesday tonight. That'll be fun.
Yep, cool.
This is Matt Vasquez.
Cool.
Matthew Logan Vasquez is how he goes by his solo. And he's going to be on our show later to perform live on Daily Scramble Live.
Pump your pants on Daily Scramble Live.
14% of people hide their blank because it's the only way they'll stop checking it.
Okay, finish the headline.
Wait, say that again?
14% of people hide their blank because it's the only way they'll stop checking it.
Okay, finish the headline.
Hide their blank so they stop checking it. Their phone.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I knew you'd get it. It is the phone.
Yeah.
Everybody's addicted to their phone, and a new survey found that 14% of people actually spend the effort to hide their phone because that's the only way they won't look at it.
But if you hide, you can't hide something from yourself. It's very difficult. The only way to do it is to get absolutely drunk off your mind.
Yeah.
And then you can do it.
And then you'll lose it forever.
But then you forget to hide it.
44% of people turn off their phones to break the cycle of constantly looking at them.
You can't hide a phone from yourself. How can you hide the phone from yourself? If you can't find your phone, Tyler Russell, I know you're like me. You couldn't find your phone. That'll be the end of whatever it is else you were doing. You've got to find the phone.
And then I would find the phone.
Have to find the phone.
Yeah, you're right. Do you feel that there's too much information available in your pocket? Does it annoy you?
No.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
I'm over it. I almost deleted all my social media the other day.
No.
I feel like a lot of 20-somethings are going through that phase, though.
Really?
Where they've just... Because we've had Facebook longer than you, right?
Right.
We were the early adopters of Facebook. Uh-huh. So we're done now.
I said no to Facebook at first. I was on MySpace. Remember that?
Yeah, I was on MySpace, too.
And then somebody said, oh, you've got to get on Facebook. And I said, no. not another stupid thing. Stupid. But... You know, this is a friend of mine. She said, if you want to stay in touch with me, you've got to do it. So I did it, and here we are.
Well, 44% of Americans do think that the information overload today is affecting their sleep and their relationships. I was in a room the other day with the girlfriend and the girlfriend's sister and the girlfriend's sister's husband.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only person not staring at my phone.
Really?
It's frustrating.
I don't know. I like being able to Google things when we're having a conversation. It's good.
In the middle of a conversation?
Yeah, talking.
I don't know.
I'm going to check that. See if you're lying.
You're going to Google the survey? Why don't you do it right now?
I don't know. You know what I mean? I like to have that information. It's like having a whole library at your disposal, at your fingertips.
Yeah, well.
I quite like it, but I understand the whole thing of staring at your phone. Not good on a date. Turn your phone off on a date. Yeah.
Well, that's your news this morning. Thanks, Jason Fetty.
Thanks, Tyler Russell.
KX93.5. Yeah. Hello. I'm Tyler Russell. I'm still here. Jason.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
So we're very, very, very privileged to welcome now Matthew Logan Vasquez of Delta Spirit. Hello.
Hello. What up?
Oh, yeah. Right.
What up, OC?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Nice to have you in our studio.
It's good to be here. It's such a short drive from Dana Point.
Yeah, awesome. It is. This is a bit of a homecoming for you because you sort of grew up here and
I went to Dana Hills High School and... surfed a lot at Creek and Strands and all sorts of places and jumped off Monarch, Three Arch Bay, cliffs and all sorts of fun things down here. Love it down here.
You're a local, dude.
No, bro. No, bro. I'm no longer a local. I can't stand up anymore. Or I can stand up, but I just go straight surfing. So
It comes back, doesn't it? It's like riding a bike.
But it takes a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the water's filthy down there, mate. But you're better off.
I don't care. I like filthy water.
Well, you're in Austin now.
Yeah.
And your band's all over the place.
Yeah, two of the guys are in New York, out in Brooklyn. And then out in Los Feliz or Atwater, our bass player lives in L.A., basically. And then Forest Falls up the mountain of Redlands, our drummer lives. So all over.
Yeah.
And I'm in Austin. Yeah.
But you're coming together at Outpost Fest.
That's right.
In Santa Ana.
We're making a music festival in Old Town Santa Ana, and everybody should go because the lineup's really good. We got Culver Kids and us and Blonde Redhead and Tijuana Panthers.
Do you want me to read the poster?
Yeah, you should because I forget people. Beach Fossils.
Yeah.
Guards.
Yep. You got
I think
it.
I said all
You got
of
them.
Them
all now. You got
and
them
it's sponsored by a bunch of people. I don't know how we figured out how to do all this, but we did. And we're doing it, and it's going to be insane.
Well, Santa Ana thanks you.
Well, yeah.
It's our little,
you're welcome.
It's our downtown, really. Orange County's downtown. We're a bit of a splurge of sort of suburbia, aren't we? But it's nice to have that vibe.
Yeah, that Main Street, old town. There's so many cool restaurants and startups going on, and it's cool to see that. That's happening all over the country, but it's so unique to have it in Southern California because all the cool Art Deco stuff. There's so many warehouse spaces.
Yeah.
I mean, it's prime for the pickin', especially Santa Ana.
We always talk about how OC doesn't really have its own music identity, unfortunately. You know, we get kind of catapulted in with LA.
Yeah.
And this is necessary. This is the first time anybody's done something.
Yeah, that's
like
funny because Colorkids and Del Spirit are both like OC represented bands.
Right.
And then Tijuana One Panthers, too, is pretty OC.
Yeah.
And I mean, people are in the know down here, and there's millions of us.
I know.
That like good music. Right. So why the heck don't we, you know, start more bands and do more things? And most people from Orange County move to New York or Los Angeles and then say they're from Los Angeles or New York. So it's good to represent. Orange County is a beautiful place to come from. You know, why not?
Yeah, totally. So tell us about the place you're taking over for the festival. You know much about it in Santa Ana?
It's, it's just like this whole downtown area.
Yeah.
I mean,
never before done.
Yeah. We have been, we have a team of people that have been working like hell to get the city on board with it. And they've been, the city of Santa Ana has actually been totally wonderful.
That's actually pretty cool.
You wouldn't expect, you know, a city to be so welcoming to have a bunch of, you know, kids playing loud rock and roll, but we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And they said, okay.
Yeah, no, I think they figured it out. They've got the whole art walk thing down there.
Right? Yeah.
Galleries and stuff open. They've paved over a bunch of streets.
Yeah.
And they're really getting the progressive ideas happening all over the world, that whole same thing.
Yeah, they're going to make a ton of money. All the small business owners are going to make a ton of money.
Yep.
And we're all going to have a really great time doing it.
Killer.
Good for
you. The festival, again, is Outpost Fest. It's on November 14th. That's a Saturday. Matt Vasquez from Delta Spirits in studio now talking about it. Tickets are only $40. That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Outpostfest.com is where you can find it. Are you good friends with Cold War Kids and everybody else that's in it?
Cold War Kids took us out on our first U.S. tour like 10 years ago.
Wow.
And they were part of our Delta Spirit and Friends tour that we did in California. It was really fun. Cool. Love those guys so much and been big brothers, and they've championed our bands for years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're in town all the way from Austin, where you have a new budding family life going on.
Yeah, I have a 2-week-old baby.
Dude.
But wow. I'm here talking to you.
Does that feel weird to say?
Yeah. His name's Thor, and he's half Norwegian, and he's beautiful. He's
Is he actually half Norwegian?
Yeah.
So that's why you gave him a
born
Norse,
and
a
raised
Norse
in
god?
Norway. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
That's really
family
cool.
name. And then the other, his middle name's Ulysses.
Wow.
which is also a family name.
Ancient mythology.
Yeah.
He's going to be a little guy, right? Maybe 3'6".
Yeah, 3'6".
Dweeby little guy.
Yeah, he'll be like a tiny guy with a real attitude.
Where were you when he was born? Were you there?
I was there. I was holding a leg, watching it all go down.
Right on.
Which
it was
leg?
So powerful. Oh, well, at first the left and then the right.
Switch the right.
Yeah. They needed to, hold it down. It's most of this is none of your business. But it was beautiful. It was incredible. And the females all around the world, women, you are amazing for being able to
And
do
now
that.
You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew that, but now I know that.
Right.
Like, wow. Woo! And, Martha's been a champion. She's just a born mother, my wife, and so
it's
been
great, man.
It's been
it is
amazing.
Great. I love that you say it's none of our business because it really is none of our business.
Yeah.
And when you know, do you ever see that movie? Sting made a movie. I forget the movie's name now, but halfway through the film, his wife gives birth, and we all see it. And I thought, this is none of my business.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this.
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
No.
I don't want to hear Yoko Ono make moan sounds in Double Fantasy either,
please.
But some
Thank
people
you.
Want to do that, and that's fine.
Thank you.
Well, you still make it work as a band, obviously, despite having a new family, and this is a chance for you to do this sort of thing still. You know?
Yeah. You know, this whole thing's fun, and we get to do it. So,
right.
You know, working hard, it's easy.
Cool.
It's easy.
Matthew Logan Vasquez is here of Delta Spirit. Would you like to maybe play a song for us?
Yeah, let's do
cool.
it.
Cool. What are you gonna play?
Well, I'm in G, so I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play Bushwick Blues.
Whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
let go. Never let go. We were just two kids acting tough. Well, then we grew up. Well, me not so much. All the other guys that you've seen are nothing compared to me. Because my love is strong and my heart is. After all, when we first met, we spoke so brief. You sang a song, it well, I hum sweet relief. Recall the night we took the hill out into Bushwick. It was colder than hell. So maybe there it should have stopped. 'Cause I'm left here feeling like a cop. 'Cause my love is strong and my heart is weak. After all, the states returned. I met a young girl. Well, I couldn't manage her. Because I think of you in every girl I meet. There's no relief. This sounds to me just as sweet. Maybe I'm the fool for feeling used. But the way we kissed that night, I thought you knew. Because my love is strong and my heart is weak. After all,
yeah, man. Awesome. Nice job. Thank you.
Thanks.
Matthew Logan Vasquez of Delta Spirit is live in our studio. How good was that, man?
Dude, that was outrageous.
Yeah.
I want to know about the writing of songs like that. Do you like just go back to your hotel room and I imagine you're like completely drunk. You just, some girl just said no to you.
Actually, I can tell you exactly where I was when I wrote that song.
Tell us. We want to know.
In Dana Point.
Oh. No.
And the apartments at Monarch Beach. I used to live in the apartments at Monarch Beach where you walk to Salt Creek.
Yeah.
And there's two tunnels. And the smaller tunnel further away from the beach, I was drinking Highland Park single malt scotch, sitting in that tunnel, late at night,
yeah,
thinking about somebody,
mm-hmm,
writing that song and singing like in an echo chamber.
I knew you were drunk. Yeah.
I wasn't sober.
I mean that in the best possible way. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? Oh, you were clearly drunk when you wrote that song.
Yeah.
No, no, it was beautiful. It's great. Do you ever go out and do like coffee shop gigs just for fun?
No.
You should. Because you're great. You're really great.
I used to busk all the time in San Diego and LA and here in Orange County, especially in the Salt Creek Beach Tunnel. I did that a lot. Actually, that's where I got my start. Actually, it was the Salt Creek Beach Tunnel.
Huh.
But yeah. Now I like to play really loud unless it's this many people in a room.
But you're doing an intimate thing tomorrow at Fingerprints.
Yeah, but it's still going to be loud.
Okay, all right. But it's intimate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're intimately going to be very loud.
Intimately
loud. It's going to be like kind of, there's a song. Well, so Fingerprints, we're going to sell tickets for Outpost Festival, which is November 14th. And then every Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to do like solo residencies, and I'm also releasing this EP.
Right.
So one of the songs in the EP is actually a whole 12-inch side of Wax, 18 minutes of like Cortez the Killer autobiography rock and roll song. It's like slow, halftime, grooving.
That's like half.
We're gonna perform
half the EP.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. Half the EP is one song.
Okay. So that's what you're performing at Long Beach tomorrow, and tonight there's a jam session.
Today,
in Huntington.
Yeah. In Anaheim.
Anaheim Packing District.
Packing District, yeah. And some old friends from old things. I'm still waiting to hear back about who's going to do it, but we're going to do it, and it's going to be loud.
Do you know what time that's at?
No.
Good.
What
5
time
o'clock.
Is it? At 5.
It's 5 o'clock.
I don't. The guy behind me in the glasses knows all this stuff.
Well, if people can't catch you at one of those two things, certainly see Delta Spirit in full Saturday, November 14th at Outpost Fest, which again is such a big deal for Orange County and for Santa Ana. So cool of you guys to get this whole thing together.
Yeah, we're happy to.
We want to talk about your solo music, but will you play one more song for us and then we'll go into the solo song?
Yeah, I'll play a quiet solo song, which is, you guys are probably the only people that'll hear it. Ever.
Cool.
Ever. Spanish moss hid our names. Never thought I'd see you again. When you left us, I wept so bitterly. Too young to meet your end. All the pain down below. It's the heat that gets me low. All the summers in the ocean, the friends I used to know. Sometimes the razor's edge is wide. Sometimes the gray defeats the white. Sometimes my sorrow turns to blackness, as if I had the right. In the back row I sit, quietly listening. Somehow I felt you talking to me. I fell over then. Somehow I felt you talking to me. I fell over then.
Awesome,
mate,
dude.
So
thank
moving.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
That was just us, huh? We're the only people on the planet.
No, that was a lie. I might play it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, really appreciate that.
Yeah, sorry.
Whatever. Matt Vasquez from Delta Spirits in the studio. Let's talk about your solo stuff.
All right.
Under Matthew Logan Vasquez.
Yeah.
Which...
it would be under Matt Vasquez, but my Instagram is Matthew Logan Vasquez. So that's the only reason why it's named that. Because there's too many Matt Vasquez, and I don't know where to direct people to send people to the music, and I don't really care. If it was Mud Music, which is taken also because I looked, so that's it. Yeah, Matthew Logan Vasquez.
You named your solo project after an Instagram handle.
Yeah. Because where else are you going to find... It's easier to find it. I don't care. I just love what I made, and I want to share it with people.
Right. It doesn't matter what you're calling
it.
No. Okay. All right.
No.
Everything's taken now anyway, right?
Yeah. I don't care. You can't sue me for coming up with that one.
No, it's your name.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. How is it different from Delta Spirit stuff? Yeah.
I just wanted to do some other stuff that was kind of more in the wheelhouse of like 70s rock and roll on the dissonant side of things, where it's like early Alice Cooper or like Pink Floyd metal, like that kind of stuff, or Neil Young Crazy Horse vibe kind of thing, where it's like the groove is simple and it's not even, and more phaser and vibrato than reverb.
Cool.
And something that's just kind of ugly and dissonant, which I think is really fun to do, and I lean towards that a little bit more than the rest of the guys in Delta Spirit, but Delta Spirit will continue, and
sure,
and that I think
clear.
That's like a really cool thing that or Delta Spirit is way more than a cool thing. It's like a family that I've been in for 10 years and love and want to continue to like refine songs with a group of people, and it's kind of fun to be Napoleon too for a little bit.
Well, after a decade, I mean, you deserve it.
Yeah, and it just experiment with different pockets, and I've built this really cool band that's going to play for all of the shows every Tuesday in LA at Lot 613, and then we're figuring out where exactly in Santa Ana, but it's going to be in Santa Ana every Wednesday night.
Cool.
So
that's
maybe
headed
at the
up by
Jost.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a residency.
Yeah. And it'll be Jeremy Black from Apollo Sunshine and Dustin Lavelles, who used to be in The Fling and does his own thing now. And then Danny Garcia, who will be playing bass, but he is fantastic songwriter, also Reverend Baron.
Cool.
So that'll be that. And
so
a bunch of guests.
Where can people get the new EP if not at one of your gigs this weekend?
Well, on October 1st, if you go to MatthewLoganVasquez.com, there's a little link that you can send me some money via PayPal if you want to gift it to me.
Just transfer it directly to your bank account.
You can transfer it directly to my bank account, and something may be gifted back to you. But I have some test presses that are actually pretty unique, and they're all hand illustrated artwork, and it's like a fun thing. The record will actually come out on November 3rd at the LA show. Should be fun.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, completely killer. Man, you've totally the music always just blows me away. You can talk all day, make as many jokes as you like, but when you sit and play guitar and you blow into that harmonica, I fell in love with you, dude.
Love you too, man.
I fell totally in love. I adore you.
My hand is near the equator.
Leave it. It's strange to work. Go away. Get away from me.
All right. Outpost Fest is November 14th in Santa Ana. Again,
don't
Outpost
miss it.
Fest. .com, Cold War Kids, Delta Spirit, Blonde Redheads, Blonde Redhead, Beach Fossil, Tijuana Panthers, and Guards. Did I get everybody? Is that
really?
You did.
Right.
Yeah,
something
it's
like
going
to
be
that,
fun.
Right? Yeah.
We're going to play your solo song now. Everything I Do is out.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's all out.